On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer! To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Snaps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
Center in East Lansing. Oh, the voice is shaky tonight. LePay's questionable alongside Brian Butch. I'm Matt LePay. Big Ten basketball is here. You love basketball, period. You love Big Ten basketball even more, don't you?
Oh, you have to. And then especially here at the Breslin Center and everything that this place is about, the battles that have happened here when I played, that have happened past, and now they're going to happen tonight. Because right now, these are two very good teams. The record for Michigan State hasn't been great. Obviously, slow start. But you don't expect anything different from Tom Izzo. The James Madison, okay, that one might have got you. But the schedule that they've played is just as tough as the schedule that Wisconsin has played. And both teams are ready, and they know what Big Ten play means. You have to come out, and you got to be physical. You got to compete against each other. That's what we're going to see.
Spartans come in 4-3. The Badgers have won five straight. They are 6-2. Tip time straight up 6 o'clock Central. Stay with us. Our pregame coverage gets going. We'll visit with Jesse Temple of The Athletic. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
Hello?
Man, where are you? This wedding is lit. I thought you were coming.
Ooh, I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? You didn't get a flu shot?
I wish I did. I can't believe I'm missing out on Greg's wedding.
Whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf.
Grandma's about to what? What?
Man, I'll call you back.
Oh, man.
Sounds like another case of flu FOMO. Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. It keeps you protected and also protects your loved ones. Protecting our community can't wait. So why get stuck inside with the flu? Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Our pregame show continues, joined now by Jesse Temple of The Athletic. We'll get into basketball here in a moment, but let's talk a little football briefly here. The Badgers taking on the LSU Tigers, the highest scoring team in America, in the ReliaQuest Bowl down in Tampa on New Year's Day. A lot of people, I think a lot of us assumed it was going to be Nashville, knowing that Tampa was a possibility. But are you surprised as many that this is the matchup that Wisconsin has in the bowl season?
Yeah, I'm not necessarily surprised they ended up going to the ReliaQuest Bowl just because of the way bowls can pick teams, and Wisconsin as a fan base travels very well. But in terms of an opponent, absolutely. LSU went 9-3, and the three losses were to Florida State, Alabama, and Ole Miss, three teams that are all ranked in the top 11 of the college football playoff poll and finished a combined 35-3. And by the way, they've got the presumptive Heisman Trophy favorite at this point in Jaden Daniels. Now, I don't know that we're going to see him in the bowl game, and I think that's part of this too, is fans will look at this matchup and say, oh my goodness, this seems unfair. But by the time that game happens, I imagine the rosters are going to look quite different.
Yeah, no, that's the question for both teams, no doubt. But yeah, I think it did turn some heads, I think, when fans saw that LSU was going to be the opponent. We'll get into that more as we continue on in the month of December. It's turn back to basketball, the Badgers and Marquette, then third-ranked Marquette. Nothing like a court storming in early December, but you're allowed to do that when you knock off a top three team in the country. What jumped out to you, Jesse, the most about how Wisconsin was able to win the game?
A few different things. First of all, you can't have this conversation without talking about Max Klesmit's ridiculous first half performance. He scored 21 points. He made five threes. He's the reason why Wisconsin went into halftime with a double-digit lead. But we knew Marquette was so talented that the Golden Eagles were going to make a run. And every time they made a run, Wisconsin was able to bounce back. Four times Marquette cut the deficit to 1 point, and Wisconsin never let them take the lead. So that stood out. The rebounding advantage stood out, 38-23. The fact Wisconsin was able to get to the free throw line 28 times. So they did enough. And to me, this stretch of five straight wins, really starting to me in Fort Myers, really shows what this team is capable of.
Yeah, you bet. You the rebounding in general, the offensive rebounding, that's continued to be a strength. We've talked about it before. Steven Crowell, almost half of his rebounds this season have been the offensive glass. Exactly half of his eight were offensive boards against Marquette. Four offensive rebounds for Tyler Wall. 18-2 second chance points. Marquette's really good, but I think that is it's a red flag. They were a minus going into the game. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out, I think, for Marquette moving forward. I think it's a really, really good team. But, man, they just got blitzed on the glass on Saturday.
Shaka Smart talked about how impressed he was, not only with Klesmit, but with Wall and Crowell and their ability to control the glass. It certainly was a team effort. The thing that stood out to me most from listening to Greg Gard after the game was him talking about how he's had discussions with this group about believing how good they can be. And he said, I think sometimes I intentionally need to feed that because they hear so much negative from the outside that I've got to counter the negative with a lot of positive. But he said, I think now they believe. And that is tremendously important with a group that should have been better than they were last year, struggled down the stretch, but now has strung together some really impressive wins.
Well, it helps to have a guy like A.J. Storr, too. I know you see the 5-for-14. That doesn't really tell you everything because the misses could get cleaned up on the glass, but it never hurts to have a guy when everything else might be breaking down. He'll just go and make a play.
His explosiveness and aggressiveness is something that Wisconsin certainly needed this year. Think of the throwdown dunk that he had when he drew a foul to give Wisconsin a 10-point lead. It electrifies the team, certainly electrified the Kohl Center, but that is a dynamic that they needed, and he's given them a really impressive scoring punch this year.
You know, at Michigan State, there's always the assumption that the Spartans will figure it out. They're 4-3. You lose to Duke, no shame there. You lose to Arizona, certainly no shame there. I know it's dangerous to make assumptions, but I always figure that Michigan State will figure it out. Where do you sit with that program right now?
Well, I know the saying is there's two inevitabilities in life, death and taxes, but I would throw Tom Izzo and Michigan State improving down the stretch in there as well. I think people saw what happened in the opener against James Madison. Well, Michigan State lost in overtime at home and assumed the Spartans just weren't a good team. Hey, James Madison is 8-0 right now in the AP top 25, and clearly better than people anticipated. And the other two losses came against Duke and Arizona for Michigan State. So it's never easy to go to East Lansing and win. This is a really big game for Wisconsin, because if you can win this on the heels of beating Marquette, not only have you won six in a row, but you're opening Big Ten play with a win.
Yeah, heck of a way to open a Big Ten sandwich between Marquette and Arizona. We'll talk more about the Wildcats on Saturday. He's Jesse Temple of The Athletic. We'll take a break. Coming up next, our Badgers Spotlight brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. More of our Badgers pregame show coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hey Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
Are you ready for Badger basketball? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those amazing on-the-court moments. Shields is right there with you, cheering our team on to victory. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online. And let's get ready for Badger basketball. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
We continue with our pregame show from East Lansing alongside Brian Butch. I'm Matt LePay. Time for our Badger Spotlight. We'll hear from Greg Gard in a few minutes, Butchie. But one of the things that was impressive on Saturday in the win against Marquette was, you know, I think this team is older. You know, obviously some young guys, too, contributing in a big way. But that maturity seemed to really come into play as that game was starting to get tense in the way they handled all of that.
Man, you know, we've heard early on here, 92% of the scoring back, 87% of the rebounding, 87% of the assist, like, we've heard all those numbers. That's great. But if they don't mature and learn from some of the mistakes, it doesn't matter. But this team has done that. Yeah, I thought Chucky played really well against Marquette. I thought Chucky has been really good in general. He took over the SMU game to win that championship down in Fort Myers. Took over, right, in a short time. But I think Chucky's been so good as far as being able to understand this team. And when I say understand this team, you got to let him go a little bit. There's maybe a couple bad possessions. But Chucky's understood when the bad possessions need to stop. All right. Give me the ball. You get here. You get here. Let's run the correct set so we get the look that we want. And so we haven't seen a lot of long runs from teams. Now, you've played Marquette, Virginia, Tennessee. Even in that Tennessee game, they lose that game. The only game that you saw large runs was Providence, right, where it just got out of control. Other than that, you haven't seen 10-0 runs from other teams. You saw a lot of that last year. You're not seeing that. A lot of that is Chucky Hepburn. And then a lot of it, Tyler Wall, Steve Grohl, understanding the coach guard got after us after the Providence game. Now we need to play better. They've answered that response. And I think, to me, that's what I'm most excited about, is there's guys that are answering their questions that have been asked to them early on. But there's still room to improve. And I think anytime you look at a season, we're sitting here December 5th, and I still think AJ Storr has room to improve. I think Chucky still has room to improve as far as the floor general side of it goes. I think there's a lot of guys that look at this. John Black will know, like, there's still excitement about where they can go and what they can take away. But I think the experience that they've had has shown growth in different areas of their experience. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And I think, you know, specifically with Crowell and Wall, their ability to hit the glass, which we have talked about all along.
And we're going to talk about talk about it a whole bunch tonight.
Particularly on the offensive glass, the way 18-2 second chance points, AJ Storr's ability to break defenses down, even if he misses on the drive, he's got one of those guys to come in and clean it up.
No question. I think that, like, we'll talk about later on in this game, rebounding is going to be crucial. Transition is going to be crucial. But a lot of the things that are crucial in this game are things that this team has improved on from last year. That's why I'm so intrigued with this. Yes, it's the Big Ten opener. I'd be excited with you if you were playing Northwestern Nebraska. It wouldn't matter. But to say that you're playing Michigan State at East Lansing, you got to find a way to get one in the stretch that you've got right now. Like, you've got to be excited. But I'm excited because the question marks that were out there about this team rebounding-wise, are they going to be able to get off the quick? Like, those questions, we'll see how far they've come, especially because this Michigan State team is better than Providence, but similar to Providence as far as the way that they play, the physicality that they're going to bring, the try to get out and transition. Like, you didn't answer the question against Providence. You didn't come out and play. I hate to say, be that blunt, but that's just the truth of what it was. Now, a month later, you get another chance to restart, show everybody what you've done, show everybody where you've improved, and let's see what the result is.
And one of the things we have seen over the years with Michigan State, when you think someone is either, you know, maybe in the doghouse, or in this case, Malik Hall is listed as questionable because he's been battling the flu. I'm going to go out on a limb and say he's going to play about 30 minutes tonight.
He was out here during warmups already. We've seen that. He was throwing down a couple of dunks. Now, I know if I didn't feel good, I wasn't going to dunk it. I wasn't dunking anyway.
I didn't dunk either at shoot around today. I was just missing jumpers.
But you were getting in your bag. I saw between the dribble, jump shot. Like,
I was.
You threw a shot fake in there, like behind
side step,
the back.
Little side
I was
step.
Worried about your ankles. I was like, don't turn one. Don't turn one. I'm just going to sit. We're going to hear Coach Gard say, hey, Matt, you got to get off the floor. You're going to hurt the players pretty soon.
I know.
Like, that might happen. So you just. Hey, if Coach Gard comes your way and says, Matt, please stay away for the health and safety of our players. You know, we don't want you to hurt them. Don't take it bad.
Yeah.
You improved your game.
In a translation, we don't care about you. We care about who's important. Yeah, that's very, very true. By the way, I'd rather have a sprained ankle than a sprained vocal cord than what I'm dealing with now. That is tonight's Badger Spotlight. Stay with us. Coming up next, our Badger Notebook with Brandon Harrison as our pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Our Badgers pregame show continues. Wisconsin and Michigan State tonight here in East Lansing. Time now for our Badger Notebook with Brandon Harrison. Well, these are two programs that know what it's like to cut down nets, collect championship trophies, and they have seen a ton of each other here, obviously, conference opponents. But oftentimes there's quite a bit on the line, too, because they're both really, really good.
There is, yeah. Like you're saying, they've played each other a lot, and they've played each other along the way to some big implications and some championships and titles. And tonight will mark the 154th time that Wisconsin and Michigan State will square off. That series dates all the way back to 1922. And you might be wondering, well, among, like, all the opponents that Wisconsin has faced, where does that stack up? And Michigan State actually ranks as the ninth most played opponent. Minnesota is number one all time. They played 211 games in their all-time series. But Michigan State and Wisconsin, this will be the 154th time that they've met tonight. Plenty of implications, plenty of great matchups. Coincidentally enough, too, if you go back to 2000, tonight will mark the 50th all-time meeting between Wisconsin and Michigan State. And it's Wisconsin's most played opponent, and it's also Michigan State's most played opponent since 2000. So these two have seen a lot of each other since 2000, and just in the series between the two. 11 meetings between the two since 2000 have come in the postseason, including a 2000 Final Four. They've also met in 10 Big Ten tournaments. So plenty of times that these two have squared off. And for those wondering, Michigan State, yes, they lead the all-time series 86-67. But when you break it down and look, interestingly enough, when Bo Ryan and Greg Gard got here back to 2001 and 2002, Greg Gard, an associate head coach, and Bo Ryan, the head coach, this series has evened up since then considerably. Prior to 2001 and 2002, Michigan State led this all-time series 63-47 games. Since then, since 2001-2002, Michigan State only leads this series 23-20. So these two have really evened up recently since Bo Ryan and Greg Hart have been here. And playing in Breslin Center is, there's no mistaking that. That is always a tough task and a tall challenge for Wisconsin when they come in here. All-time, Wisconsin is 16-50 in this building. However, they've won the last two here, and they're trying to go for three straight. And we were looking, the last time they've ever won three straight in Breslin Center, it's never happened. So if they can get a win here tonight, it'll be the first time they've ever won three straight games in Breslin Center. They have won three straight games at Michigan State, but that's talking about the Jamison Fieldhouse, and you got to go back to 1961-63.
Yeah, so is that why you got the red blazer on?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I see you bringing out the red blazer right now, so I know it's a big game. You just gave me all the stats, and all I can see is this big old red blazer you got on, and I'm just getting excited because I know it's a big game if you got the red blazer on.
I got to do what I got to do, you know? I got to try and help
we
out.
We all got to do our part. Absolutely.
I'm curious for you, Brian, when you face Michigan State, did you ever win in this building? And when you come in here, and even when they come to our place in Madison, is it just a big matchup when you know you're facing Michigan State?
So, yes, we got a win. We also got our tail run to the curb when we were number one in the country. We absolutely got run out of this gym. But we did get a couple of wins here. And I think when you look at this, you know it is. You talked about 2000, and you go back to that. You know the reason the numbers are equal or more or less equal? Because both teams have been really good.
Yeah.
Like, and you know that. You knew if you needed to win a Big Ten championship, you had to go through Tom Izzo. That's the reality. It was always the case. It's been that way since he's been there. And moving forward as a player, these guys know that. These guys know that this team in Michigan State is going to be a team that they're going to have to go through. And that's why early on in December, when you look at this as being a Big Ten game, it's so important. That's why you got that red blazer. Everybody knows it is. But no, you're right. But like, that's the thing. These guys know how important this game is early on here in December.
For sure. And you kind of touched on it a little, Brian. But one of these two teams has been ranked in the last 53 meetings, going back all the way to 1998. If not both ranked, one of them is at least ranked. So like you said, when these two get together, there are implications. There's something on the line for one, if not both. And it's usually a big matchup.
Yeah, the Badgers are ranked 23rd this week. Sparty was a preseason number four. And you figure they'll get back into the mix as they start to figure things out. Hopefully that won't be tonight, but always two great programs with a lot of championship trophies in each building's trophy case. Brandon, appreciate your time as always. It's Brandon Harrison. That is tonight's Badger Notebook. More of our pregame show is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you master the game of basketball? With Ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine, constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store is a Midwest-based company committed to the values of honesty and integrity in all of our transactions. From Detroit to Madison, from Chicago to Marquette, we've got you covered. Huge selection, quality name brand products, a knowledgeable staff, and competitive low pricing. Plus, with our fast direct-to-home shipping, you can quickly get back to doing what you love most, working on your ride. Bumper-to-bumper, where service is the difference. We get it.
Hey friends, Mats and Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Mats and Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese, you know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the downer and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Lots of Mats and Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There is nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
From the Breslin Center in East Lansing, Michigan, our pregame coverage continues. The Wisconsin Badgers opening Big Ten play against the Michigan State Spartans. Here tonight, about a half an hour away from the opening tip, we'll take another break. And when we continue, we'll hear from head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com. Matchingdonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. Matchingdonors.com.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast tonight with lows around 24. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High of 37. Tomorrow, cloudy. Lows around 28 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger Shootaround.
Back at East Lansing, joined by Badgers head coach Craig Gard. We always say this, got to turn the page quickly. It was a really an exciting day for all concerned on Saturday. You celebrated for a few hours, and now you get the Big Ten opener. That's your reward. Congrats.
Yeah, thanks. That's the exciting part about as you look from, you know, a few months ago when the schedule all came together, that we knew that this was going to be an exciting time, a challenging time, and, you're knocking through it one game at a time. And like you mentioned, a short celebration on Saturday afternoon, and then get ready for tonight.
What did you like most about how your team went about the process of winning the game on Saturday?
I think the response in the second half after Marquette made their run. You can see my mind's already gone to Michigan.
Yeah, I hear you.
Forgot about that game. But just how we responded when they made a run, we were able to counter back and gain control of the game and then obviously finish it down the stretch.
And we talked on your radio show yesterday, the atmosphere, it had it was an early December game, but it had a much later in the season kind of feel. That's good for a lot, obviously good for the Badgers, great for basketball in our state.
Yeah, I think it's great for our players to play in front of that. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why they choose to come to Wisconsin, is the environment they get to play in and those type of games. And, you know, we'll have another one tonight, although we won't get cheered for as much, near as much tonight. But that's, you know, that's a part of the exciting part. Like we've talked about, if you don't pay attention to college basketball until February, March, you're missing a lot of good basketball. And Saturday was a good example.
All right. Good atmosphere expected here at the Breslin Center tonight. We'll have more with Coach Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The countdown to saving Zion at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout.
And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Madison. It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
The Badgers and Michigan State, I know the record is what the record is for the Spartans, but when they're good, the formula, I assume, hasn't changed a whole lot over the years.
No, it hasn't. And you look at who they played, too. I mean, you had neutral site games with Duke and Arizona, and against the James Madison team that's really, really good. So it's transition. We're going to have to be really good in defensively, getting back and getting the ball stopped, getting a wall built, much like we did Saturday. You know, so the recipe doesn't change. You know, we're going to have to be good on our offensive end, too, take care of it and get high-percentage shots. But they have a lot of ways they can hurt you. Obviously, Tyson Walker, it starts with him. It's a fifth-year guard that really has had a great career here. And, it's another daunting challenge.
You mentioned so many familiar names. If it's A.J. Hogard, Jaden Akins, where's a guy like Mati Sissoko? Where have you seen? I'm just picking a name out of here, but he starts quite a bit. Where have you seen the improvement in his game?
Yeah, I think with him, it's he fits a role of a screener or a rebounder, really attacks the glass. He's really physical. A lot of other guys gets talked about in the scouting report, and you can't forget him because he works for a position. I think he's gotten better at running the floor. His hands have gotten better during his career. So it's another one we don't want anybody to get going, and we obviously talk about the Akinses and the Hogards and the Walkers, Malik Hall, but you can't forget those big guys inside.
We talked about atmosphere and Big Ten basketball. This is one of those venues, right, where it's tight, the Izzone's on top. That's life in the Big Ten, though. I mean, we know what it's like with Area Red. We know what it's like at other venues. This is one of those places that make Big Ten basketball so much fun.
Yeah, it will be. You won't be able to hear yourself tonight, which is good. I mean, that's the challenges you want. That's why I think this league, top to bottom, is the best in the country. It's because of the road environments are so hostile to play in. Leagues across the country, top to bottom, don't get the support that the Big Ten does. And tonight will be our turn to head on the road.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Stay with us. More to come. We'll take a look around the Big Ten, presented by the Big Ten Network. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
It'd be great if life came with remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Pre-game coverage continues. We'll take a look around the Big Ten now, presented by the Big Ten Network. Last night, one conference game, and the Purdue Boilermakers getting back on track after losing at Northwestern last week. 87-68, Zach Edey goes for 25-12. And I understand they scored in their first 13 possessions of the second half. So, Butchie, I got my analytics team to look into that, and they said that's really good.
You got a good analytics team. Yeah, we're on the same page there when it comes to analytics team, because I think that's good, too. Like, they looked – I'm watching the game last night. They're really
good.
When
they're right.
Like, when they're right. Yeah. And it becomes on that offensive end. Like, against Northwestern, they weren't playing real well, moving the ball on the offensive end. Finally, they were moving that ball, getting Iowa to move. Now, how good of a team is Iowa? We don't know yet. Are they going to guard any better than what they have? Well, we'll wait and see, right? And Iowa's not known for their defense, but there's a lot of good opportunities. And it's Big Ten basketball. It's a Big Ten win. That's what happened. You got to come out and you got to play well.
Michigan will host Indiana tonight. The Wolverines have been sputtering, and Indiana now 6-1. It looks like they're maybe starting to find a groove.
Well, and it goes through the post. When you talk about Indiana right now, this year it'll be all about post play and playing through their bigs and seeing what can happen now. I also think the big question with the Indiana is Xavier Johnson. Where is he at? Is he healthy? Yep. Is he not healthy? Like, no matter what, you're still going to have point guard play because you're going to have to go against Purdue as their young guards are playing better. Michigan State, these two guys, you know, the guys that they're going to be out there right now for Michigan State, and Tyson Walker, Jane Aiken. Like, you look at just some of A.J. Hogarth, like, you're going to have guard play to win a championship. That's the question mark I have with Indiana right now.
Right now, there's a Big Ten team in action at Madison Square Garden, part of the Jimmy V Classic. Top 20 matchup, Illinois and FAU. They're just getting underway, but that's a big-time matchup here in early December.
Big-time matchup, and I don't think this is as crazy as a statement as me saying it. When you hear it, just realize this might be Brad Underwood's best team. It really might be.
Why is that?
Because I think they share the ball, right? When you look at the teams that they had with Iowa, there wasn't a lot of sharing. Kofi, there wasn't a lot of sharing. Last year, there wasn't a lot of sharing. I think Terrence Shannon Jr., what he's done, the ball's moving. They're finding other people. I think Terrence Shannon Jr. is probably the most electric player that they've had because he can do a little bit of both. Like, I thought Iowa was really, really good. But, like, Kofi was just the big. Now Terrence, they can get out transition. He can score in the half court. Just as you watch this team develop, I know it sounds crazy. I get that. But if you haven't watched them, it might be the most talented team that Brad's had.
All right. Now I'm going to watch. Now I'm compelled to watch. Tomorrow, a couple of Big Ten games. Penn State will take on Maryland. Still trying to figure out what's up with the Terps. Penn State, obviously, in a transition with the coaching staff and a personnel transition, too. Maryland continues to be the head scratcher, though.
And they just can't make any shots.
Yeah.
I mean, the way they shoot the ball, a head scratcher. I'm still trying to figure out because the talent's there. Mm-hmm. You just don't want to play. You don't want to be the team where it clicks.
Right.
You don't want to be playing them when it clicks because it's going to click at some point.
Nebraska ran into a Creighton team that was really clicking on Sunday. That was a pretty highly anticipated matchup. Huskers getting their first loss of the year. They're playing at Minnesota. The Gophers fell behind in a big way to Ohio State. Ended up losing by 10. And you got two programs just trying to find maybe their footing here. Although Nebraska, again, that was just the first loss.
It was just the first loss, and now it was against a really good, I think, Creighton team that also had a little something to prove because they lost to them last year.
Yep.
And then, so I think there's that side of it. With the, you know, when you look at Minnesota, Dawson Garcia played really well against Ohio State. So can he do that? Can some other people come join him?
Interesting to see Jamison Battle in an Ohio State
uniform.
That
was weird. It was weird.
Hitting a three and then kind of letting his former teammates know about it. Yeah, I like the new world that we are in. That is the Big Ten Report brought to you by the Big Ten Network. Stay with us when we continue. We'll get you Butchie's keys to tonight's game, the Badgers and Michigan State. Back in a couple of minutes, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court. Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
Badger fans, ring in the holiday season with your Wisconsin men's hockey team. Don't miss out on your chance to cheer on Mike Hastings and the Badgers as they take on Big Ten foes on home ice at the Kohl Center. For more information on Wisconsin men's hockey and to purchase, 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
It's time for the Make the Holidays Bright sales event at your local Ford dealer. Get special offers on our adventure-ready Ford SUVs or on our great selection of Ford trucks. Choose from a large inventory of Ford vehicles equipped with technology, space, and flexibility for any season. And let Ford make the holidays bright, bringing everyone together. Visit your local Ford dealer today during the Make the Holidays Bright sales event.
At the Breslin Center, Wisconsin and Michigan State, Big Ten opener for both teams tonight. Time now for our keys to the game. What you have for us, Butchie?
Well, first of all, I could give you all the numbers that you want, and I will. But first, get off to a good start, especially here at the Breslin Center. I know it sounds very simple, but getting off to a good start is going to be crucial in this game. Rebounding the basketball is going to be huge. We're looking at Wisconsin plus 6.3 rebounds against opponents. Michigan State plus 2.7. We know that's going to be crucial. Always is when you talk Michigan State. Transition, always another one when you talk about Michigan State. Averaging close to 17 fast break points a game, Michigan State is. Wisconsin only averaging about 5 fast break points. So make sure that that difference isn't that big. And here's the wild card in all of this, is the three-point line. When you look at the Michigan State only shooting 26.9% from three as a team, they are a better shooting team than that. If you're Wisconsin, don't let them get going. Keep that number where it needs to be at.
I want to go back to your first point, good start. Does a stalemate count as a good start?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Okay.
Absolutely. And I think that's the biggest thing when you look at it. You just don't want to be sitting there at the first media timeout 10-2.
Yep.
Right? We saw it with Marquette. We talked about it going into halftime. Weather the storm. Well, Marquette came out with a tidal wave, and they were able to weather that. But that's because you had a lead built up.
Yep.
Right? Like, so you can't get in this situation where all of a sudden you're down 10-2, 10-4, and now all of a sudden you've got to work so much harder to get yourself back to where you need to get to.
All right, those are tonight's keys to the game. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The morning show on WFHR. It's different.
That's when all of a sudden, if you notice every other Batman costume, the cowl is not attached to the suit anymore.
Right.
And Batman can actually do this amazing thing where he turns his head. The Joker's masterful plan of going to the left. Serpentine. Quick penguin, serpentine.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. only on locally grown radio.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Let's get to the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Everybody up and running, all 15 in uniform here for this Big Ten road game for the Wisconsin Badgers. Malik Hall listed as questionable, hasn't practiced much the last few days, been battling the flu, but has gone through the warm health injury update. Now to the starting lineups, brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Tom Izzo in his 29th year as a head coach at Michigan State, 691 wins in his Naismith Hall of Fame career. And he has switched up the lineup. He's going bigger here. He's got Carson Cooper, 6'11 sophomore out of Jackson, Michigan. 3.5 points, 6 rebounds a game. And he will team up with Marty Sissoko, 6'9 senior, averaging 5.5 points, close to 6.5 rebounds per game. In the backcourt, A.J. Hogard, 6'4 senior out of Coatesville, Pennsylvania. 9.5 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists. Jaden Akins, 6'4 junior out of Farmington, Michigan. Better than 10.5 points, 6 rebounds, and Tyson Walker rounds out the starting five. 6'1 grad student averaging 20.5 points per game. For Greg Gard's Wisconsin Badgers, same five as usual. Tyler Wall, 6'9 grad student, 11 points, 5.5 rebounds a game. Stephen Crowell, the 7-foot junior from Eagan, Minnesota, with his rebounds, 2.5 per game on the offensive glass, 3.5 per game on the offensive boards for Stephen Crowell. A.J. Storr, 6'7 sophomore out of Rockford, Illinois, 13 points, 3 rebounds a game. Max Klesmith, 6'4 junior from Nina, 8.5 points a game, coming off a 21-point outing on Saturday against Marquette. And Chucky Hepburn rounds out the first five, 6'2 junior out of Omaha, nearly 11 points and a bit better than 3 assists per game. This is the 154th meeting all time between the Wisconsin Badgers and the Michigan State Spartans. Tom Izzo's team has won the last two, but the Badgers have won in their last two trips to East Lansing. The Christmas Day game got out of here a winner as well. Those are your starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Stay with us. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is just moments away. Jumpstart your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey friends, Mott's Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza. Does it seem like you're camping in the forest of complaints when it comes to your kids and dinner time? Phrases like,
what even is that?
And,
we're having that again?
Or,
seriously?
Are getting tossed around like a frisbee at the beach. I know you want to break free from the barrage of bemoaning, so toss in a Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza for dinner tonight. That thin crust, delicious sauce, and mountain of mozzarella will have the kids singing your praises at dinner time. Snag a Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza today from the freezer section in your local grocery store.
New opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine, constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
You're at the game with your girl and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching.
Proposing at a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. Where you can't, Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
SeatGeek. The ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boy!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. Fan.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with... Member FDIC.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air. It's time to turn up for tip-off on Wisconsin.
Plesman off the right wing, and the lane goes up left hand. Good off the glass. Snaps off a three, right side. Book it! Chucky Hepburn for three. Crowd to the rim, slam dunk.
Badger basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by Menards, save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Good evening from the Breslin Center in East Lansing, Michigan, alongside Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and back at our network studio, Ethan Sargent. I'm Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball, and we welcome you to the Big Ten Conference season opener. As Greg guards Badgers 6-2, winners of five straight, taking on Tom Izzo and the Michigan State Spartans. They enter conference play 4-3. Before we get started, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Butchie, we talked about it with Brandon Harrison in the pregame. These teams they faced each other more than any other Big Ten opponent here over the last 20-plus years, and they really have been, these two programs have been the model of championship excellence here in the conference over that time. What Izzo has done, he's in the Naismith Hall of Fame. Bo Ryan should be, and I would think will be at some point. Greg Gard's carving a pretty good niche as well, with a couple of championship banners under his watch as a head coach. But these programs have been about development, and they've been about winning at a high level.
And consistency, right? Like everything that you talked about there is about consistency. They consistently develop players, get them better, find ways to improve. Their systems are different. The way they play are different, but they find guys that buy into what they're trying to do. There's only one way. Guess what? Those ways are pretty darn good when you look at what they've done. And I think overall, when you look at tonight's game specifically, there's a lot of question marks that are out there. Can Wisconsin come back? And as well as they're playing right now, this Michigan State team, the more film that I watch of them, reminds me of a better Providence team. Physicality is going to be right up there. Are they able to match the physicality of Wisconsin? Now, can Wisconsin get Michigan State, a team that they just played at Marquette, very similar to, right? Can they get Michigan State to take bad shots, do things that they don't want to do? That's the battle that's going to happen tonight. What I love about it is this challenge that's out there, Matt, for this Wisconsin team is one that they kind of saw in Providence. And you get about a month of growth and development. This team is better than they were a month ago. We've seen it by results with teams that they've beaten. Now we get to see it against a team that's very similar to one where they get lost, where they lost, and we'll see how much they've improved.
Yeah, a couple of wins against top 25 competition, obviously, against Virginia down at Fort Myers, against Marquette on Saturday. Butchie, you were talking about Michigan State's three-point shooting and just 27% coming into this game. A lot of that number was because of the first two outings. They were 2-for-31 from the arc in their first two games, but it was interesting in listening to Tom Izzo, who is, you know, more transparent than most, I think it's safe to say, when he talks to the media. Now, A.J. Hogarth is not he does a lot of things well. He's not necessarily a great three-point shooter, but other guys, if it's like a Tyson Walker, Jay Dakins last year,